Let the greater intelligence and interest with which free men work, the faithfulness and personal responsibility they show, the cheapness of their wages, let all this be appreciated on the one hand, and then on the other consider the sickness, flights, captures, baptisms, marriages and burials of the slaves, all expenses of which fall to the owner. The thefts and court proceedings, the absenteeism resulting from punishments, sickness and laziness. Finally, let the endless and continuous expense of maintenance, medical care, and so many others be added.